Happy International Women's Day. Thanks so much for tuning in to FemWalk. This is our fifth and final episode in our International Women's Day project. We chat with Jill Lamb, who is founder of the Girls STEM Up Conference happening in Fredericton on March 23rd. We put out an episode every single day this week, so please feel free to go back and check out our episodes. On Monday, we released an episode where I chatted about my thoughts towards International Women's Day, as well as some information about how FemWalk has evolved. On Tuesday, we chatted with Heather McLean from Women for Atlantic. We chatted about why it's important to have women and girls in leadership positions. Wednesday, we chatted with Karina LeBlanc from the Pont de Chabande Center. We chatted about inclusive entrepreneurship and ensuring that the right people are at the table to foster systems change. Thursday, we chatted with Kathy Simpson of Up and Go, and we talked about why it's important to inspire young girls to get involved in STEM from a young age. And today, as I mentioned, chatting with Jill Lamb about Girls STEM Up. We had such a great time chatting with all of these incredible women about the great organizations that they're involved with. But my biggest call to action for folks is let's have a longer conversation past International Women's Day. It's so great to celebrate amazing women and to celebrate progress and push for progress on this day. But it's just as, if not more important, to continue to have these dialogues for the other 364 days a year. So my commitment to you is continuing to have this dialogue all year long, and I would love for you to take that challenge as well. All right, let's get into our episode today. Jill, thank you so much for joining FemWalk. I'm really excited to chat with you today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I'm just going to ask you to first introduce both yourself and introduce the conference that you're going to be hosting here towards the end of the month.
Yeah, definitely. My name's Jill. I've been born and raised in the Annapolis Valley in Nova Scotia, and I moved to Fredericton 5 years ago to pursue a biology degree at the University of New Brunswick. And so mainly why you brought me here today is to talk about a conference myself and a few other pretty cool women at the University of New Brunswick are planning that's called Girls STEM Up. So this is going to be the first conference in Atlantic Canada focused on empowering young women as well as allies both in university and in high school, focusing on the STEM fields. So that means science, technology, engineering, and math.
Fantastic. So what's the motivation behind the conference? Like, how did this come to be?
Yeah, so I was sitting in one of the science buildings earlier this year, actually, and I was just talking to a couple first years, and they were freaking out because they had just finished their exams and they weren't sure if they're doing well. And they're like, if I don't do well, I won't get into all these programs that I have to get into, and then my degree will mean nothing. And it kind of really made me realize, talking to them and trying to convince them, that there's so many opportunities out there, and they weren't hearing it. They weren't listening to me. And especially as young women, they're like, oh no, I have to be this. Like, my mom's this, my mom's that, my aunt's this. And I was like, you can do anything you want. And I really realized that people only think inside the box. And especially as women, kind of looking to our counterparts, we unfortunately typically think less of ourselves. And that's kind of when I realized that we needed to make a difference. And I started talking to other people on campus that are equally as passionate as women's rights as I am. And we couldn't believe, doing some research, that this is the first time something like this is happening in Atlantic Canada, that this is the first time this conversation is kind of coming to surface. And so we realized if we didn't do something about it, who knows how much longer it's going to be until something is done about it. And that's kind of where it all started. In a few short months, we've planned a conference and we're welcoming 250 delegates to the convention center on March 23rd.
Amazing. So I know you're inviting high school students as well, and I really like, well, I guess I actually don't like, but I like the anecdote, the story that you just told a few seconds ago about hearing some of the first year's reaction. So why is it important to invite high school students, like, before they even get into the STEM world?
Yeah, so at first, honestly, the conference was solely focused on university students. And then I got talking to some of my mentors, and I realized that there used to be conferences in New Brunswick focused on high school students, either be it entrepreneurship or coding, but that wasn't happening anymore. And those high school students, those are the ones that are really picking their futures, and they're kind of in that unique spot right now, discovering the world and figuring out what opportunities are out there. And I know myself, looking back, maybe my path would have been changed if I had something like this to kind of open me up to what opportunities are out there. Being from a small rural town, someone's like, oh, you're smart, you have to go into science. And luckily, I love science and I'm so happy to be here. But maybe somebody else, if they kind of had the opportunity to see all these different avenues that they could take at such a young age, it would open them up, which is why we're not only inviting grade 12 students, but grade 9 to 12, because grade 12s kind of have already figured out what school they want to go to. But grade 9, 10s, 11s are still kind of seeking out what adventures are out there for them. And that's why I think this is really important, not only to learn about the opportunities, but also to hear all of these incredible women coming from across Atlantic Canada to speak and hear how they've kind of paved the way for our generation. So it's going to be an educational, but as well as inspiring
that
day.
That sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited for you guys. So this episode we're recording on Thursday, but will be released tomorrow on International Women's Day. And the theme this year is Think Equal, Build Smart, Innovate for Change, and hashtag Balance for Better. So how do you personally, or I guess how does that theme really personally resonate with you? And why do you think that Girl STEM Up is so important in that context?
Yeah, so I guess personally, I'll kind of answer both at the same time. Personally, I just believe your gender, your race, your background really does not define what you can achieve in life. And so for me, and I am a big feminist, and I am a big, you know, pushing our gender forward. But I think and I believe at the same time, and a lot of the girls on my team resonate this with me, that if we don't come together, nothing's going to change. And that's why we really are highlighting the importance of allies coming to the table, stepping up. So yes, our conference is focused on empowering young women, because that's an underrepresented community that we're interested in, but we're still really pushing for allies to join us at this conference. Because like I said, it's a two-way street and we're embarking on this journey. And if we don't come together and kind of put both genders on the table and have this conversation, we're not going to overcome it and nothing's going to change. And so by inviting everybody to our conference, and that's why we're all big believers of having allies come, we can grow together, learn together, and kind of be part of this exciting day and what we think is going to be a transformational adventure for not just the team planning it, but everybody attending.
Yeah, I think it's so important to have everybody at the table and to create those inclusive spaces for a dialogue to happen with really whoever is interested in showing up. And I know for me personally, one of the things that I always think about during International Women's Day is how we can continue to have this conversation for, you know, 365 days a year rather than just the one day. But the unfortunate reality is some of these conversations are still a bit difficult to have. And particularly, I think you would agree in the STEM field that is still predominantly dominated by men. So do you have any sort of advice, particularly for younger folks who are interested in getting involved in STEM or male-dominant fields, who might be, I guess, facing some barriers to having those conversations?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first off, I think, you know, you should always stick to your passions and stick to what you believe in and find people who really bring you up and don't push you down. And so I know a couple of the girls on my exec team, they've reached out to students in their own faculties and they've had them say, oh yeah, like so-and-so told me or looked at me being like, oh, are you sure you're capable of doing that? Kind of just saying like, because they're a girl, they can't do something. And instead of, you know, listening to them, they stood up and just said, yeah, I can do whatever I put my mind to. My gender doesn't define me. And I think that's really important, that your gender, your background, your ethnicity, like I said, it doesn't define who you are and what you can become. And so if you're excited about something, make sure you challenge yourself, explore, find out what you're curious about, and just really stick to what you believe in and persevere. I think that's a really big part of it.
So for the conference, is it kind of like an opt-in model, or are you kind of busing classes across the province? And like, what does that look like from the high school perspective?
Yeah, so we have buses from St. John and Moncton. As it's our first year, hopefully, next year, I believe this is a conference that's going to be happening and going to continue on until, there's that time that we don't need to have this conversation anymore. But so we have buses from St. John and Moncton. And so you can buy your ticket online at Girls STEM Up or go to our Eventbrite page, either or. And the tickets are $25. And so say you're from St. John or Moncton, or in an area where you can get to St. John or Moncton from both universities, UTM and UB St. John, we'll have a bus for 60 people that can come to the conference for the day. And then it's open to anybody that can come. So I know there's a couple high school students coming from Woodstock. They're going to drive themselves. It's on a Saturday, so they're going to make the trip up. In the future, hopefully we'll be able to expand and get as more students involved at different parts of New Brunswick, and maybe even Nova Scotia for high school next year. Who knows? The world's our oyster. But that's awesome for right now.
And I only ask because I think you made such a great point about folks finding what they're passionate about and what they're excited about. And I think the unfortunate reality is, sometimes girls from an early age develop the opinion, opinion's not really the right word, but develop, I guess, the idea that they can't be successful in the STEM fields. And I think that that's obviously untrue and unfortunate. And so I see this as such a great opportunity to, like you said, really inspire passion for folks who might not necessarily recognize that passion internally yet. And I think that that's just such a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. And I mean, we've done, when planning this conference, we looked into research and stats, and somebody that starts in primary school with their male counterpart, a woman is eight times more likely to not finish her PhD compared to a man for some of those reasons. And when we look at, engineering or chemistry, people always automatically think, oh yeah, a man's going to be better. And I've heard it in my own classes, like, oh, if it's spatial awareness, guys, you're going to catch on so much more quickly than the females in the classroom. Women, you're going to have to like pick it up. And that's just because, men are more likely to play with blocks at a younger age, which improves their kind of spatial awareness. And that has nothing to do with her gender. It just actually has to do with how we grew up and kind of what games we played with as a child. So like you said, like we believe because of these stereotypes growing up that we can't do something, but that's so not true. You can do anything you set your mind to.
Well, I'm really excited for you guys, and I can't imagine planning a conference to this scale at that time of year in university. So congrats on that. I'm sure you guys will be ready for a break after exams. Oh.
It's been fun. We're excited for the day to happen and kind of really see all the people that believe in our vision and that are here to make it, make it happen and be part of the change. So we just can't wait.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
We're counting down the
days.
Where
can folks follow you on social media?
Yeah, so we have a Facebook and Instagram page, and they're just Girls STEM Up. So Girls STEM, STEM Up, UP.
Perfect. Okay, well, thank you so much for chatting with me about the Girls STEM Up Conference and a bit about International Women's Day. Congrats again on your achievement and to your whole team planning this. I think that it's going to be such a great day and such a needed event.
Thanks so much, Katie, and thanks for having us. And we're excited to see everybody come out on March 23rd.
Thank you again so much for following along with our International Women's Day project. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at FemWonk. To stay up to date, you can subscribe to FemWonk wherever you get your podcasts. And as always, feel free to reach out with any comments or suggestions.